Good morning.
早上好.
In this nice summer day, so glad to see so many of you here.
现在夏天的天气非常的好，今天看到这么多弟兄姐妹非常的高兴。
It has taken me 6 years to go through the book of Romans.
我们讲罗马书，我们已经有差不多6年的时间。
And we have now come to the last chapter.
我们现在终于来到了最后一章。
And then we're going to have 3 more sermon from this chapter, and then I will then move on to the book of Psalm.
我们关于罗马书，我们还有3篇的信息，接下来我们就会接着开始诗篇。
So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 16.
如果大家带圣经的话，请翻到罗马书的16章。
Let us pray.
我们先来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Thank you for loving us, your children, with your everlasting love.
谢谢你以你永远的慈爱爱我们，你的众儿女。
We come with empty hands, and oh God, we pray that you will come and satisfy our hearts.
我们两手空空来到这个世界，哦，父神啊，求你来满足我们的心。
We wait for you.
我们等候你。
We wait that until you come and fill us with yourself.
等候你来，以你自己充满我们。
May we be satisfied by you alone and not by any substitutes.
愿我们单单因你而满足，不以别的来代替你。
Not by idols of money, pleasure, power, and other false gods.
让我们舍弃所有的偶像，舍弃金钱、享乐、权力以及其他的偶像。
Set us free from any pursuit that does not bring honor to you.
帮助我们有自由，不去追求任何不讨你喜悦的东西。
Open our hearts and fill us this morning.
开我们的心，充满我们。
In Jesus' very precious name we pray.
奉耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let us read together Romans 16:1-16.
好，请我们一起来读罗马书16章第一到第16节。我对你们举荐我们的姊妹菲比。她是坚格里教会中的女执事，请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。问百基拉和亚居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将我的镜像置之度外，不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。又问在他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚西亚是归基督初结的果子。又问玛利亚安，他为你们多受劳苦。又问我亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和尤尼亚安，他们在使徒中是有名望的，也是比我先在基督里。又问我在主里面所亲爱的安伯利安，在基督里与我们同工的尔巴奴，并我所亲爱的士大古安。又问在基督里经过试验的亚比利安，问亚利多布家里的人安，又问我亲属希罗天安，问拿七树家在主里的人安，又问为主劳苦的土非拿士和土夫萨士安，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西士安，又问在主蒙拣选的鲁弗和他母亲安，他的母亲就是我的母亲。又问亚奇逊企图弗勒甘黑米巴罗巴黑马，并与他们在一处的弟兄们安。又问菲罗罗古和尤利亚 尼利亚和他姊妹同阿林巴并与他们在一处的众圣徒安。你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。基督的众教会都问你们安。
We have now come to the end of the book of Romans.
我们现在来到罗马书的结尾。
Romans is one book in the Bible in which it is packed with many great biblical theology.
圣经的这卷书中包含了很多圣经的神学。
As follower of Jesus Christ, we must have the highest, strongest commitment to the Bible.
作为主耶稣基督的门徒，我们对圣经必须有绝对的高度的忠诚。
The Bible clearly says to us that all scriptures are inspired by God.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，圣经上所有的经文都是神所默示的。
The scripture, all of them are given in the Bible, are given to us.
圣经上所有的经文都是赐给我们的。
And this verse says this for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
正如圣经所说，所有的经文赐给我们都是为了教训、督责、归正、教导人学义，都是让属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Now we have come to the segment of the Bible where it seemed to us it just contains Paul's greeting and a list of names.
我们今天要看的这一段圣经啊，内容好像只是保罗的问候，还有一串的名单。
So you might ask, what can we learn from this?
那大家可能会问，从这里我们又能学到什么呢？
What is the purpose of these names being listed here?
这些名字在这里被记载下来有什么目的呢？
And in fact, we know very little about the majority of these names.
而且对于名单里面所记载的这些人呢，我们其实都知之甚少。
However, because of what God says in 2 Timothy 3, this segment too is a part of which God has given to us and is profitable for us.
但是既然神在提摩太前书三章那里所说到经文的目的哈，这一段经文呢对我们也是同样有益的。
We will see that even in this segment of the Bible, God has something to speak to his church.
我们看到即使在这样的一段经文当中，神也要对教会说话。
So we must believe that God has something to speak to all of us here this morning.
所以我们要相信今天神要借着这一段的圣经对我们说话。
This morning, I want us to imagine for a minute.
现在我想请大家和我一起来想象一下。
Suppose a letter is written to this church.
假如说有一封信要写给我们教会。
This letter comes from someone who is very respected by this church.
这封信呢是一位非常受人敬重的人写的。
Let's imagine a letter which comes from a pastor who has for many years loved this church, and now he is writing to this church.
我们来想象一下，这封信是由一位多年来一直爱着我们教会的一位牧师所写的。
How would you anticipate what the pastor will say about the members of this church?
那我们来想象一下，这位牧师他会对我们教会的这些人说些什么呢？
How would you feel if your names are mentioned in this letter?
那如果在这封信中牧师提到了你的名字，你会有什么样子的感受呢？
What would the letter say about you, you would think?
你觉得在这封信中牧师会说你说些什么呢？
This morning, let us do some observation. Let us look at what is going on in this chapter.
现在呢我们一起来做一些观察，来看一看在这一章里面都写了些什么。
Here in the passages we just read, we see that Paul has come to the end of his long letter.
通过刚才我们读的经文，我们看到保罗的这封长信终于写完了。
A letter inspired by the Holy Spirit written to the church in Rome.
这封信是圣灵感动保罗写给罗马教会的。
So Paul is closing his letter with a personal, intimate greeting to many people.
所以呢，保罗用很多个人的、 亲密的问候来结束这封信。
You can see here there are at least 26 people, two families, and three house churches that Paul greets.
我们看到保罗在这里问候的至少有26个人，有两个家庭，还有三个家庭的教会。
This obviously excludes Phoebe because we see that she is not from Rome.
当然我们看到这里其实不包括里面提到的菲比，因为她不是罗马教会的成员。
In Paul's greeting to the believers in Rome, Paul mentioned the qualities of these brothers and sisters in the church.
在保罗对罗马基督徒的问候当中，他提到了这些弟兄姊妹的品格。
Now as you see, Paul said all the good things about them. All things are good.
我们看到保罗在这里所说的都是对这些弟兄姐妹的夸奖。
So when we read this, we may wonder, does Paul only say good things to the church?
我们在读的时候我们可能会想说是不是保罗只说这些人的好呢？
Does Paul only say good things because he wants to please the people he writes to?
保罗在这里只说他们的好是不是为了取悦他们呢？
No, I believe Paul is being very honest here.
不是的，我相信保罗是非常的诚实的。
You can see in the New Testament, Paul does not always say good things about the church he writes to.
我们可以看到在新约圣经里面保罗给教会写信的时候不总是只说他们的好。
Paul is very truthful.
保罗说实话。
I'll give you some examples.
我们来看一些例子。
In Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, in Philippians chapter 4 verse 2, Paul asked two sisters in the church who were quarreling and he asked them to get along.
我们看到在保罗写给腓立比教会的信中，在腓立比书四章二节，保罗要求教会里两个吵架的姐妹要友好相处。
In 2 Timothy 4:10, Paul says about Demas who has deserted Paul and has left this world.
在提摩太后书四章十节，保罗说到一个人叫迪马，他贪爱世界，离弃了保罗。
And then in 2 Timothy 4:14, Paul mentioned one man called Alexander who has done a great deal of harm to Paul and warned them of God's judgment to this Alexander.
在提摩太后书的四章十四节，保罗也说到一个人叫亚历山大，他多多的害保罗，保罗用神的审判来警告他。
So Paul gives praise where praise is due, and he gives rebuke where correction is needed.
保罗总是夸奖值得夸奖的人，批评那些需要改正的人。
Now here we see that Paul shows his full emotion.
我们在这里看到保罗是充满了感情。
He's very honest how he feels toward the people that he is writing to.
他对他写信的对象是表达了他的真实的情感。
We see that Paul is not just a lofty spiritual leader who is far removed from the people he is writing to.
保罗不是一个高高在上的一个属灵的领袖，也没有置人于千里之外。
But we see Paul calls them brothers, sisters, a mother to me, fellow worker, the one whom I love, and so on.
保罗称呼这些人为弟兄、姐妹、我的母亲、同工。我所亲爱的等等。
He expresses his true feelings to the people he is shepherding, people he is leading.
对他所牧养、所带领的教会的人，他表达他的真情。
So we too must be like this.
我们也应该这样。
Do you love your brothers and your sisters?
请问你爱这里的弟兄姐妹吗？
Do you express your love to your brothers and your sisters?
你会对这些弟兄姐妹表达你的爱吗？
Do you express your concern for their well-being?
你有没有对他们表达对他们的关爱呢？
Do you ever ask how they are doing spiritually, physically, emotionally?
我们是否询问过他们属灵的、身体的还有心理的状况？
We see that Paul truly loved the people in the church.
我们看到保罗真实的爱着教会里的人。
He does not see others as his competitors, but as fellow workers who are very dear to his heart.
他不把别人看作是对手，而是在心里深爱着这些同工们。
If you remember in chapter 14, we see Paul mention about his need of others in his ministry.
之前在第14章我们记得保罗提到他事工中的需要。
So ministry cannot and must not be one man's show, but it's a teamwork.
我们看到事工呢不应该也不可能是一个人的表演，而是一个团队的协作。
A teamwork of different gender, ages, and profession.
这个团队有不同的性别、年龄和职业的人组成。
Everybody contributes. Everybody must be a part of this ministry, the work of the gospel.
每个人都出力，每个人都是福音事工的一个分子。
Now, from this portion of Romans 16, I'm going to preach two sermons.
针对我们读的罗马书的这一段的经文呢，我们会讲两次。
Today, I want to focus on what Paul says.To each of the people he greets.
今天呢，主要是想讲保罗问候的内容。
And next time I'll focus on studying a few individuals mentioned in these verses.
下一次我们会集中的来看经文里面所提到的几个人。
So keep your Bible open and let's see how Paul described the people that he greets.
好，请我们打开圣经，我们一起来看看保罗是如何来描述他问候的这些人的。
In verse 1, Paul called Phoebe a servant.
在第一节，保罗称呼菲比为执事仆人。
The original word is diakonos, and in Chinese and few English versions, it is translated deacons.
这个词在原文中呢是 diakonos， 在中文和一些英文的版本当中呢被译作执事。
Diakonos actually means servant。
这个词呢其实的意思是仆人。
Now as you know, Phoebe is not from Rome, but he is from Cenchreae, a port city about 8 kilometers east of the city of Corinth.
我们知道这个菲比呢他不是罗马教会的哈，他是从坚哥里来的。坚哥里呢是离哥林多大约有8公里的一个港口城市。
Now some Bible commentaries say that perhaps Phoebe is the one who carries this letter from Paul from Corinth to Rome.
有一些圣经学者说呢可能是菲比他亲自把这封信从保罗那里送到罗马教会的。
Now, from the way she is described, Phoebe must have proven herself to be a servant in her local church in Cenchreae.
我们从经文中可以推断菲比她一定是在坚哥里教会她自己的教会中忠心服侍的仆人。
She is called a servant, perhaps what others have seen in her life.
她之所以被称为仆人呢，可能是因为别人在她生活当中所看到的她的见证。
We know that Paul writes this letter to Rome from Corinth.
我们知道保罗呢，在写罗马书，他是在哥林多写的。
So Paul perhaps in his time in Corinth has also heard or seen Phoebe's life that she is someone who served the believers.
也许呢，保罗是在哥林多呢，他听到或者是看到菲比在生活当中是如何的去服侍别的弟兄姐妹的。
I don't believe Phoebe is going around in the church and proclaiming that I am a servant, I am a servant.
我相信呢，菲比她不会在教会当中到处的宣扬说啊，我是执事，我是仆人。
I believe she is just quietly serving, and then others see that.
我相信菲比只是在那里默默的服侍，而别人看到了她的见证。
We can learn from Phoebe.
我们也可以效法菲比。
Do you want to serve the Lord?
你想服侍主吗？
Serve quietly and faithfully.
那就安静的、忠心的服侍主吧。
Don't worry about others recognizing what you do.
不要担心别人是否看到了你所做的。
Serve faithfully and the praise will come from God.
我们只管忠心的服侍赞扬呢会从神而来。
The fact that the Phoebe is...The fact that Phoebe's service is included in the Bible teaches us that ultimately it is God who is the one who sees what we do.
圣经里专门记载菲比的服事是在教导我们最终神是看见我们所做的那一位。
In verse 2, Paul says Phoebe has been a patron of many, including myself.
在第二节，保罗说菲比素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
Phoebe has been a patron.
Phoebe 是一个 patron.
This original word has the meaning of helper.
资助者，这个词呢，在原文中呢，有帮助者之意。
And more than a helper, but it has the meaning of somebody who is being a protector or a guardian.
不仅仅是帮助者，他还有保护者，监护人的意思。
Someone who cares for the affairs of others and help others with her resources.
她关心别人，用自己的财物来帮助别人。
Let me give you an example.
我们举个例子。
If a young Chinese student under 17 comes to Canada, the law requires that he or she has a parent with her or a guardian with him.
比如说一个17岁以下的中国留学生到加拿大来留学，法律要求是必须要有父母或者是监护人陪同的。
So a guardian is someone who is responsible for the well-being of this student while he is in Canada.
监护人呢，要在这个学生在加拿大期间呢，对他负责。
So Phoebe here says he or she is a guardian to others in the church.
菲比呢，在这里就说到说他在教会里面就像是一个监护人一样。
She is probably a businesswoman with some wealth, and she served the church.
她很有可能是一个有钱的商人服侍教会。
And she uses her money to provide for the needs of the church, for the need of those who serve the Lord. And here it says, including Paul.
他用自己的金钱来供应教会的需要，供应服侍教会里人的需要，这里说包括保罗在内。
So Phoebe uses her own money to serve the Lord.
所以菲比呢，她是用自己的金钱呢来服侍主。
To support the ministry, to help those in need, to support traveling preacher like Paul.
他呢支持事工帮助有需要的人，支持像保罗这些旅行布道的人。
I will talk about Phoebe more in my next sermon.
我们下一次呢，我们会多讲一些菲比的信息。
Now in verse 3 and 9, Paul called these people my fellow workers.
在第三节和第九节，保罗称这些人为我的同工。
Paul called Prisca and Aquila as fellow workers, and in verse 4, Paul said that these are the people who risked their neck for Paul.
保罗称呼百基拉和亚居拉同工，在第四节说他们为我的命将自己的镜像置之度外。
So here we see that serving God is not a one-man work.
我们看到服侍神不是一个人的工作。
And serving God is not a competition, not a competition who gets the credit or recognition.
服侍神不是竞争，不是为了得到别人的认可和奖励而做的竞争。
Serving God requires people working together, supporting one another.
服侍主需要大家齐心协力，彼此的扶持。
One person's strength is to supply the weakness of another, and the other way around.
用一个人的力量去供应另一个人的软弱，反过来也是这样。
And here Paul says, Prisca and Aquila are faithful fellow workers with Paul.
保罗在这里说，百基拉和亚居拉是和他在基督耶稣里忠心的同工。
Paul very appreciate their working together with him.
保罗呢，感激他们跟他一起服侍。
In fact, Paul saluted Prisca and Aquila not only in the book of Romans, but also in 1 Corinthians 16, 2 Timothy 4, and so on.
保罗不仅在罗马书中问候他们，在哥林多前书16章和提摩太后书第4章也提到了他们。
Prisca and Aquila are like Paul. They make tents as a profession.
百基拉和亚居拉跟保罗一样，他们是以支帐篷为业的。
And here in verse 5, we see that they have a church in their home.
在第五节中，我们看到他们在家里呢有一间教会。
They open their home to care for other believers.
他们打开家，关顾别的基督徒。
And also Prisca and Aquila risked their neck for Paul.
百基拉和亚基拉呢，为了保罗还不惜自己的生命。
Now we do not know where this happened in the Bible, but Paul says that they were willing to risk their life, they were willing to die for Paul.
我们不知道具体发生了什么事情，但是保罗在这里说，这对夫妻呢，他们是愿意为保罗舍命。
And in verse 5, we see Paul mention about this fellow Epaphroditus as a first convert when the gospel reaches the province of Asia, which is today Turkey.
嗯，我们在第五节当中，我们也看到这里提到了另外一个人哈，说他是归基督初结的果子。
When this fellow is a first convert, and so this Epaphroditus has been faithful from the time he believed until the time Paul writes to the church in Rome.
啊，这个人叫以拜尼土哈，他是福音传到亚细亚省第一个信主的基督徒。他从信主的那一天啊，到保罗给罗马教会写信，他都是一直的对主忠心。
So when you see somebody who is faithful, the first thing you ask is that how has he been faithful?
啊，那我们可能会问说啊，他怎么能如何保持对主忠心呢？
The answer is this: if any of us can be faithful, it is because God has kept us from the day we believe.
答案是，如果我们当中的任何一个人可以对主忠心的话，那是因为神在扶持保守。
God promised that He will complete what He has started in Philippians 1:6.
神应许他开始的功，他必定成全。
Many of us here are maybe the first in your family who become a Christian.
今天我们在这里的很多人啊，都是我们家里面第一个信主的。
God will also preserve you.
神同样会保守你。
You may go through a time when you feel your faith is weak.
啊，有的时候你可能会感觉到自己信心很软弱。
And there will be time when we feel so discouraged in your walk with the Lord.
啊，在这条主的道路上，有的时候会感到沮丧。
But God is faithful; He will keep you.
但是神是信实的。
You may be weak,
保守你。
You may be weak, but He is strong.
我们可能是软弱的，但是神是刚强的。
His strong hand will keep you.
他大能的手会扶持你。
So keep walking with him and do not turn back.
所以尽管往前走，不要回头。
Do not to turn your own way.
不要回到自己的老路上。
Now people may ask, am I the one that walk with God or is it God who is keeping me to himself?
大家可能会问说，到底是我要跟主同行呢，还是神会保守我不偏离呢？
The answer is both.
答案是两者都是啊。
There is no contradiction in this statement.
这两者并不矛盾。
You are commanded by God to persevere in your walk with Christ.
神命令我们要尽心与主同行。
To walk with your whole heart, to put in your effort to walk with God.
要用全心，要努力跟主同行。
And yet, it is God who is keeping you for himself.
但是同时呢，是神在亲自的保守你。
He is holding you with his strong hand.
他在用他有力的手来扶持你。
God will keep those who are his true children till the end.
神必定保守他的真儿女一直到底。
Let's read Jude 1:24 and 25 together here.
好，我们一起来读犹大书的一章二十四到二十五节，请。那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Now, in verse 6 and 12, Paul says about working hard for you and work hard in the Lord.
在第六节和十二节，保罗说到，为你们劳苦和为主多受劳苦。
Mary has worked hard for you, verse 6, and Persis has worked hard in the Lord, verse 12.
第六节，玛利亚为你们多受劳苦。比西士在第十二节为主多受劳苦。
And also in verse 12, Paul described Tryphena and Tryphosa as workers in the Lord.
在第十二节呢，还说土菲拿士和土弗萨士为主劳苦。
Do you see here, one work hard for you and another work hard in the Lord? Do they mean the same?
我们在这里看到两个，一个是为你们劳苦，一个是为主劳苦，这两者是同样的意思吗？
They mean the same.
是的，意思一样。
Because to work hard for people in Christ's name,
因为当我们在主里面服侍人，
when you work to build up other Christians,
当我们服侍来建造别的基督徒，
When you bring others to come to Christ, you are working for the Lord.
当我们把人带到主的面前，我们就是在服侍主。
So you cannot say that I want to serve the Lord, but I don't want to serve people.
所以我们不能说我想要服侍主，但是我不想服侍人。
Serving the Lord is always by serving people.
因为服侍主总是意味着服侍人。
Because we cannot see God, and God does not need anything from us.
因为我们看不见神，神也一无所缺。
So how do we serve the Lord? We serve the Lord by serving people.
那我们怎么样来服侍主呢？我们是透过服侍人来服侍主。
In verse 7, Paul called this fellow my kinsman and fellow prisoner.
在第七节呢，保罗称呼这些人是我亲属，与我一同坐监的。
Paul named Adronicus and Junia, probably husband and wife, as his kinsmen.
保罗呢称呼安多尼古和尤尼亚我的亲属啊，他们很可能是一对夫妇。
It is not clear how they are related to Paul.
我们不清楚他们跟保罗是不是有事实上的亲属关系。
Whether these are the true relative in the sense of their blood relationship, or is it just an endearing term that used to describe the closeness of the body of Christ?
不管他们是真的是在血统上有关系的亲属呢，或者是这是一个描述他们在基督身体里面一个亲密关系的词语。
And you see in this verse that this couple have been in prison.
我们看到呢，这对夫妇呢，他们是坐过监狱的。
They were in prison not because of any crime, but because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
他们坐监不是因为他们犯了罪，而是因为他们对耶稣基督的信心。
Throughout the history, there have been many people who pay a great price because they love the Lord.
在历史上，有很多的人因为他们对主的爱而付上了极大的代价。
Christian lose their possession, they lose their life, they are tortured.They are rejected by others and put in prison.
他们失去财产，失去生命，他们受折磨，被人弃绝，被关进监狱。
And last week I read a report from the ministry called Open Door Ministry, which says that there are more persecution today. The persecution has been steadily increasing in many parts of the world.
上个礼拜呢，我读到了一份 Open Doors Ministry 的报告，说在全球很多的地方，对基督徒的迫害呢是在逐步上升的。
Now we have not experienced really bad here.
我们在加拿大呢还没有经历到非常严重的迫害。
But I believe we must be ready to face persecution because it will come here very soon.
但是我相信我们要预备好面对逼迫，因为逼迫最终会来到的。
In verse 7, Paul says they were in Christ before me.
在第七节，保罗说这些人比我先在基督里。
We do not know the reason Paul said about this, about Adronicus and Junia.
我们不知道保罗为什么这样说安多尼古和尤尼亚。
But it is very interesting that Paul said this couple were in Christ before him.
但是那保罗说这对夫妇呢，比他先在基督里。蛮有意思的。
I do not know what Paul means here, but if you remember in Acts 9:1, we see this, that Paul, breathing threat and murder against the disciple of the Lord, was given the authority by the religious leaders to arrest those who were believers in Christ.
我不知道保罗这么说确切的意思哈，但是我们记得在使徒行传的9:1记载到保罗哈，向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，他从宗教领袖那里得到权柄去逮捕啊，抓捕基督徒。
So when Paul said that these were in Christ before him, Paul perhaps is saying that these were the people that he almost killed.
所以当保罗说这些人比我先在基督里啊，可能的意思就是说他这些人呢是险些哈被保罗杀害的人。
Paul almost killed the people who are now his brother and his sister.
保罗差点杀害这些现在是他弟兄姐妹的人呢？
In verse 8, Paul uses the word "my beloved in the Lord."
在第八节，保罗用到说我在主里面所亲爱的。
To this person by the name of Ampliatus, Paul said, "He is one whom I love in the Lord."
对这个叫安伯利的人，保罗称他是我在主里面所亲爱的。
So Paul says that this fellow is very dear to him because of the Lord.
保罗说他爱这个人是因为主的缘故。
There is one common bond that draws all Christians together. It is the Lord Himself.
主耶稣自己啊，是连接所有基督徒的共同的纽带。
So brothers and sisters, look to your right and to your left. If these people are believers, they are the people that you will spend eternity with.
所以弟兄姐妹们，请你往自己的左右看一看。如果你身边的人是信主的，他们就是要和我们一起共度永生的人。
Thousands and millions of years together.
千百万年我们一起度过。
And I can say everywhere I go, when I come to a Sunday in the city, I usually go to a church, and I often meet strangers, and strangers that I feel are much closer to me than my relatives who are not in Christ.
不管我到哪里哈，如果是礼拜天我在城里面的话，我就一定会去一间教会来聚会哈。我看到那些我从来没有见过面的陌生人啊，我都会教会里面的弟兄姐妹都有一种特别的亲密感。
In verse 10, Paul said, "A proof in Christ."
啊，在第十节，保罗说到，在基督里经过试验的。
Apelles, who is approved in Christ.
这位被基督所认可的。
The original word has the meaning of something which has been tested and then shown to be genuine.
原文里 approve 这个词呢是有经过试验，证明是真的意思。
It is like you find a ring and you want it to get tested whether this is gold or is not gold.
就好比说我们找到了一个戒指哈，我们就想去检验一下它是不是金的。
This believer has been proven genuine, has been tested, and has passed the testing.
这位基督徒呢，他受过试验，他通过了这个试验，证实自己是真的。
I want to ask you, are you one of those who have been tested and proven to be genuine?
我想问大家，你是否也经过了试验？被验明是真的呢？
Now, how do we know if someone is approved or is tested?
我们怎么知道一个人是否经过试验，通过了试验呢？
I do not know what happened to Apelles that makes Paul say that he is approved.
我不知道在亚比里身上发生了什么事，让保罗对他有这样的评价。
But I believe there are at least two kinds of testing in which it may show if someone is genuine believer or not.
不过我相信在生活当中至少有两种试验可以表明一个人是否是真基督徒。
These two situations will reveal the condition of man's heart.
这两种情况呢能够显示一个人内心真实的状况。
One is the testing of trial, difficulty or suffering.
一种是试炼。困难和苦难的试验。
The other is the time of prosperity when things are going well.
另外一种是当兴旺顺利的时候的试验。
You can often see whether someone who say he is a Christian is in fact a genuine Christian.
我们由此可以看出一个自称是基督徒的人是否是真信徒。
Because there are many who say with their mouth, I believe,
因为有很多人声称说我信主啊。
Jesus said in the last day, many will say to him, Lord, Lord, yet the Lord says, depart from me because I never knew you.
但耶稣这样说，在末日审判的时候，有很多人说主啊，主啊，耶稣却对他们说，我不认识你，离开我去吧。
I ask you this morning to look into your heart.
现在我想请大家认真地检查自己的心。
What happens to your attitude toward the Lord when things are really well?
在顺境的时候，你对主的态度如何？
When things are going smoothly, when you think you have no need of God, do you forget the Lord?
当事事顺利，好像你不需要主的时候，你有没有忘记主？
Do you come to the church or pray when things are difficult only?
你是否只是在遇到困难的时候才会来教会，才会祷告？
And conversely, what happens when things are difficult in your life?
反过来，遇到困难的时候会怎么样呢？
Do you leave the Lord?
你会离开主吗？
There are many, unfortunately, who are like that.
很不幸，很多人是这样的。
You see them for a while in the church, in your small group, or in your Bible study, but they disappear when things are well.
有一段时间，他们出现在教会，在小组，在查经班里。但是当一切顺利之后，他们就不见了。
Or they disappear when things are hard in their life.
或者当他们的生活遇到困难的时候，他们就不见了。
People like this are real in reality, never were true believers.
这样的人实际上从来都不是真基督徒。
They came to Christ not for the Lord himself, but for what they can receive from the Lord.
他们来到主的面前不是为了主自己，而是为了能从主那里所得到的。
So when suffering comes, the true believers are purified by suffering like gold by fire.
遇到苦难的时候，真基督徒会被苦难所炼净，如同金子被火炼过一样。
But the one who only say he believes, they will run away from the Lord when difficulty comes.
但那些只是口头上说自己信主的人，却会在遇到这些情况的时候从主那里跑开。
In verse 10 and 11, Paul greets two families.
在第十和第十一节，保罗问候了两家人。
From these verses, we see that some have their whole families becoming followers of Christ.
在这些经文中，我们看到有人呢，使他的全家人都成了基督徒。
It must be our desire to see that we pass this gospel to our family members.
我们一定都非常渴望向我们的家人传福音。
Have burden for your family members. Pray for them. Share the gospel with them.
我们要对家人有负担，为他们祷告，跟他们分享福音。
Share the gospel with your parents, with your sibling.
我们要跟父母，跟我们的弟兄姐妹来传福音。
And bring your children up in the faith.
在孩子们年幼的时候，带他们认识主。
As parents, you have not done your good job unless you bring your children up in the way of the Lord.
我们这些做父母的，如果我们不在主里面教养孩子，我们就没有尽到父母的责任。
In 2 Timothy 1:5, in writing to young Timothy, Paul said, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well.
在提摩太后书一章五节，保罗在给年轻的提摩太写的信中说，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
So Timothy's mother and grandmother passed their faith to him.
看到是提摩太的母亲和他的外祖母把信仰传递给了提摩太。
I recently heard a testimony like this.
我最近听过这样的一个见证。
A man was asked, How do you know the Bible is true?
有人问一个人说，你怎么知道圣经是真的呢？
He answered, because my mommy tells me so.
因为他说了，因为我妈妈这样告诉我的。
This is what exactly happened to Timothy.
提摩太就是这样。
We must not underestimate the power of teaching our children of God's truth when they were young.
我们一定不要轻看在孩子年幼的时候就教导他们神的真理。
Train them up when they are young. Tell them God's word, the Bible, is true.
在孩子们年幼的时候，我们就教导他们神的话，圣经是真实的。
In verse 13, Paul called Rufus chosen in the Lord.
在第十三节，保罗说鲁弗呢是在主里面蒙拣选的。
The Bible speaks about the doctrine of election, which is rather difficult to understand.
圣经里面关于拣选的教义呢是比较难理解的。
And there have been debates about what this chosen means.
关于这个拣选的意思呢，也有过不少的争论。
But in Ephesians 1:4, it speaks about Christian being chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
在以弗所书一章四节说到基督徒在创世之前，在基督里被拣选。
Now you may not remember that we have discussed this in my past sermon, the mystery of God's election.
不知道大家还记不记得我们在过去的讲道中，我们也讨论过关于神拣选的奥秘。
If any one of us here can be a believer in Christ, it is because God has chosen you and God has opened your heart to Him.
在座的任何人能够信主，都是因为神拣选了你，神开了你的心。
Every true believer is chosen by God.
每一个真基督徒都是被神拣选的。
It is the work of God and the choosing of God in our lives.
这是神在我们生命当中的工作。
Do you know why?
为什么呢?
Because in our natural state, we are all hostile toward God. Romans 8:7.
你在罗马书八章七节说，在我们天然的人里面，我们都是仇恨神的。
There is none righteous, no one seek God. Romans 3:10-11.
罗马书三章十到十一节说，没有一个义人，没有寻求神的。
The election of God is a mystery which we do not fully understand.
神的拣选是一个我们不能完全明白的奥秘。
Now, when we hear the word chosen, some may ask why?
当我们说到拣选、选择的时候，有人可能会问说为什么呢？
Are we chosen because there is something good in us, in me?
我们被拣选是因为在我的里面有什么好的吗？
Naturally, when we hear God chooses us,We might think, certainly there is something lovely about me. That is why God chooses us.
很自然哈，当我们听到说是神选择了我们，我们就会想，肯定是在我里面有什么可爱的地方。
We think that way because we think like men.
我们这样子想哈，是因为我们人是这样的。
Because when you marry your wife or your husband, or when you are dating your boy or girlfriend, you do that because there's something good about him or her.
所以当我们结婚我们选择配偶的时候或者说我们谈恋爱的时候都是因为我们觉得对方身上有可爱的地方。
So when you hear God chooses us, immediately you think, there must be something good about me, something good that makes God love me or choose me.
所以当我们听到说神选择了我们我们立刻就会想那是因为我很好啊我身上有值得神爱我选择我的地方啊。
And that is completely wrong.
这是完全错误的。
God is not man.
神不是人。
The truth is just the opposite.
事实恰好是相反的。
God chooses us even though there is nothing good in us.
神选择我们，其实我们一无好处。
The Bible tells us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8.
圣经罗马书五章八节说，在我们还做罪人的时候，基督为我们死。
There is nothing good dwells in me, Romans 7:8.
在罗马书七章八节说，在我里面没有良善。
So God loves us because of who He is, because of His great mercy.
神之所以爱我们，是因为他的所事，是因为他的怜悯。
He loves us not because of who we are.
他爱我们。不是因为我们有什么好。
The God of the Bible is the only God who rescued His enemies.
圣经里的神是唯一一个愿意去拯救他仇敌的神。
God rescued the rebel, those who hate Him, and those who give no thought about Him.
神拯救悖逆的人、恨他的人、从来不曾想过他的人。
In verse 13,Paul said that Rufus' mother has been a mother to Paul.
在第十三节，保罗说，卢弗的母亲也像是我的母亲。
This is so wonderful.
真的是太好了。
Paul worked hard and traveled much for the gospel.
保罗为了福音呢，努力的工作，到处旅行。
So perhaps he often missed the feeling of being in his own home or probably missing home-cooked meals.
也许他会常常的怀念自己在家里面的生活，会想念家里面的饭菜。
So Rufus' mother took an interest in providing care for Paul.
所以鲁弗的母亲呢，她愿意去照顾保罗。
So perhaps in Paul's travels, she provided the care as a mother to her own son.
也许是在保罗旅行的时候呢，她像母亲对儿子一样的照顾保罗。
Perhaps Rufus' mother supported Paul financially.
也许鲁弗的母亲呢，供应保罗经济的需要。
Today, I want to encourage you.
今天我想鼓励大家。
You can be a mother or a father to some in the church or to some young people here.
在我们教会哈，你也可以成为一些年轻人的父亲和母亲。
You can be a spiritual mother and spiritual father.
你可以成为他们属灵的母亲，属灵的父亲。
God wants us to produce spiritual children.
神希望我们有属灵的儿女。
Bringing people to faith and then encouraging them in their walk with the Lord.
带人信主，然后鼓励他们与主同行。
There are many here who can be your spiritual children.
在我们这里有很多人可以成为你属灵的儿女。
There are many young or old persons whom you can encourage.
我们可以去鼓励我们的年轻人或者是年龄大一些的人。
Have them over to your home for a meal.
我们邀请他们到家里吃饭。
Go out for tea and encourage them, speaking truth in their life.
我们可以一起出去喝茶，鼓励他们一起来分享真理。
Now I want to say to the young people and the student here.
我也想对在这里的年轻人哈，学生们说。
You too can produce spiritual children.
你自己也可以有属灵的儿女哦。
Which some of you do, praise the Lord.
感谢主，我们当中有些年轻人确实是这样的。
In verse 16, Paul says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss."
在第十六节当中，保罗说，你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。
Here and in 1 and 2 Corinthians, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, "Greet one another."
在罗马书这里，还有在哥林多前后书以及帖撒罗尼迦前书中，保罗都说到要彼此问候。
The word greet in the original word has the meaning of to draw to oneself.
问候这个词呢，在原文当中有投身其中的意思。
So if I were to greet you, it means I draw you to myself and to receive you joyfully.
所以当我去问候你的时候，我是欢欣不已的投入其中的来迎接你。
So why does Paul want us to greet one another?
为什么保罗要我们彼此问候呢？
Why does Paul ask us to love one another?
为什么保罗要我们彼此相爱呢？
The answer is this, Paul sees all believers as brothers and sisters.
答案是因为保罗看所有的基督徒都是弟兄姐妹。
We share a common bond.
我们有共同的纽带。
Our greatest bond that binds us together is our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ.
让我们紧密相连的最强的纽带就是我们荣耀的主耶稣基督。
We are sinners who were in the past dead in sin, lost in meaningless of life.
我们曾经是死在罪恶过犯中的罪人，生命毫无意义。
But by the death and resurrection of our Lord, by the great cost that Jesus paid on the cross, we are now saved and transformed by God.
但是因着主耶稣基督的死而复活，因着主耶稣在十字架上所付出极大的代价，我们被救赎，被神更新。
We now belong to the eternal God.
我们现在是属于永生神。
We now have a completely different purpose in life.
我们现在的人生目的完全不同。
Our life has been transformed so that we no longer belong to this world.
我们的生命已经被更新，我们不再属于这个世界。
And we are on our way for eternal life when this short life on earth comes to an end.
当我们在这个地上短暂的生命结束的时候，我们就要跟神生活在永恒里。
So why does Paul want us to greet each other?
为什么保罗要我们彼此问安？
Because you have been dead and now alive.
因为如果你曾经死过，现在又活了。
You want to love those who belong to the same Savior.
你就想要去爱那些和你同属于一位救主的人。
You want to love your brothers and your sisters.
爱自己的弟兄姐妹。
We have seen not many years ago in the news.
几年前呢，我们看过一则新闻。
When some miners who were trapped in the mine and were finally rescued and brought back to life.
有一群矿工被困在那个矿底，最后被救出来。
You see how happy they were in their faces.
我们可以看到他们脸上是有多么大的快乐。
Because they were almost dead and now has been rescued.
因为他们几乎要死了，现在被救出来了。
You've seen their happy faces. They hug each other. They express their love one for another. They are so happy.
我们看到他们脸上的快乐，他们彼此的拥抱，彼此的表达自己的爱，他们好开心。
They were at some point as good as dead and now have been rescued.
他们差不多是要死的，现在被救出来。
And they are so thankful for those who rescued them.
对拯救他们的人，他们是多么的感激。
So, if these miners were happy after being rescued from physical danger, are you not happy?To be rescued from eternal danger, eternal judgment.
如果说这些矿工啊，在脱离了身体的危险之后，能这么的高兴，那我们这些人，我们脱离了永远的危险，永远的审判，我们不是更应该快乐吗？
Will you not be happy and greet each other as brothers and sisters?
我们怎么能够不像弟兄姐妹一样快乐的彼此问候呢？
We have something in common, something that is far greater than just being rescued from a mine.
我们共同的纽带比从矿井里面被救出来还要伟大的太多。
We have received a rescue from eternal danger, from eternal hell.
我们从永远的危险、永远的地狱中被拯救出来。
Let me ask you, do you see how great the salvation you have?
让我问你。你看到这救恩是何等伟大吗？
Do you see how great a savior you have?
你看到我们的救主是何等的伟大吗？
I ask that God open our eyes more and more to see the great salvation we have received.
我求神更多的开我们的眼睛，看到我们得到的是何等的救恩。
Lest we forget the salvation we receive and we become ungrateful.
免得我们忘记这救恩，变得忘恩负义。
Unless we become casual about the gospel, casual about our Lord.
免得我们对着福音随便，免得我们对我们的神随便。
I want to conclude.
我们先来总结一下。
In the Bible, there are many names which have been recorded.
在圣经当中呢，有很多的名字被记下来。
Some are names of historical persons.
有一些是历史人物。
Some are names of famous kings, prophets, or apostles of Christ.
有些是国王、先知，还有基督使徒的名字。
But some are names that very few people know.
但是有些名字却很少为人所知。
In this chapter we study today, we say names most of whom very little is known about them.
在我们今天读到的这一段圣经中呢，对于多数的名字我们都知之甚少。
And yet in God's plan, these names have been recorded in the Bible.
但是在神的计划当中，这些名字被记载在圣经中。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
God has a purpose, maybe it's to serve a lesson for us.
神是有目的的，这里有我们要学的功课。
Now you remember the Bible mentioned about a book called the Book of Life in Heaven.
我们知道圣经中说到天堂有一本书叫生命册。
This book obviously is not a paper book, contains the name of all the redeemed.
这本显然不是纸做的书上记着所有被救赎的人的名字。
The Bible also says about the Book of Remembrance.
圣经中呢还提到一本书叫纪念册。
Let's read together Malachi 3:16.
请我们一起来读马拉基书三章十六节，请。那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
So the Bible teaches us that your service to God, what you do in Christ's name, God remembers.
圣经教导我们，我们对神的服事，我们所有因主之名所做的一切，神纪念。
how you live, whether you live for God or whether you live for yourself, God knows.
我们如何生活？我们是在为神而活，还是在为自己而活？神知道。
How do you spend your money, what you give or what you do not give, God remembers.
我们怎么花钱，我们如何的奉献，神都记得。
Jesus speaks of this many times.
关于这点，耶稣说过很多次。
Jesus said, if you give even a cup of cold water to one who, little one who belongs to Christ, you will not lose your reward.
耶稣说，如果你给属基督的人中的一个小子一杯凉水喝，你的赏赐就不会失去。
If people hate you and persecute you because you belong to Christ, great is your reward.
如果人们因为你是基督徒而恨你、逼迫你，你的赏赐是大的。
Let's read together Revelation 22:12.
我们一起来读启示录22:12。看哪、啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Jesus speaks of storing up our treasure in heaven, as though you can make a deposit into your bank in heaven.
耶稣说，我们要积攒财宝在天上，就好像我们可以存钱在天上的账户里一样。
So the implication is this.
这个真实的意思是。
What is done on earth is forever recorded in heaven.
我们在地上所做的一切要永远被记在天上。
The book of remembrance is simply a way in which God tells us that our love or lack of it, our service to Him or lack of it, will be remembered.
神透过纪念册告诉我们，我们是不是爱神，我们有没有服侍他，都将被记得。
Now, I must emphasize this.
啊，我必须要强调下面这点。
The Bible is very clear that we are saved by faith alone, through Christ alone, and not by your word.
圣经非常的清楚哈，我们得救是单靠信心，完全是因为耶稣基督，而不是靠我们的行为。
We can only go to heaven because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
我们能上天堂只有一个原因，那就是主耶稣基督为我们所成就的救恩。
However, our reward is determined by our obedience to Christ, by our action.
但是我们所要得的赏赐却是由我们对基督的顺服，我们的行为如何决定的。
And our obedience or lack of it is a reflection of something.
我们对基督的顺服，我们的行为是我们真实情景的反应。
Our obedience or lack of it is a reflection how much we understand our salvation.
我们对基督顺服是否顺服的程度，表达了我们对于主耶稣救恩的理解的程度。
And how much we love the Lord.
也表达了我们对主有多么的爱。
All our deeds or lack of them are written in the book of remembrance.
所有我们所做的和没有做的都记在纪念册上。
We will get the reward or lack of reward based on our obedience or lack of it.
我们是否得到赏赐，全看我们是否顺服主。
Now think with me for a moment.
现在请大家和我一起思考片刻。
How would God record your name in this book of remembrance?
神在纪念册上会如何记下你的名字？
Would he record your name as faithful servant?
他会把你的名字记为忠心的仆人吗？
Would God say that you have been a mother or a father to someone?
神会说你是别人属灵的父亲、母亲吗？
Or the one who has been tested and proved genuine?
神会说你是经过试验验证是真的吗？
Would God say of you as someone who has worked hard for the Lord?
神会称你为为主劳苦的人吗？
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
I'm going to give a moment to be quiet before the Lord.
我想请大家在神面前安静。
Speak to the Lord in this quiet moment.
在这段安静的时间里，让我们对主说话。
Speak to the Lord quietly now and ask Him what He wants you to do with your life.
安静地跟主说，问他想让你如何生活。
What will the Lord say of you?
这位主会如何地评价你？
How will God record your name in this book of remembrance?
在纪念册上，神会怎样记下你的名字？
Speak to the Lord now.
我们现在就安静地跟神说话。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。